door is open, the welcome mat is out, and this is It's All About Relationships on Vivid Life Radio. My name is Edie Weinstein, and together we'll be exploring what relationships are really all about. Sometimes they're light and playful, sometimes messy and challenging. Our guests are transformational teachers and authors, artists and musicians in this realm that makes life so sweet. So sit back and relax and enjoy the ride.
Hi, my name is Edie Weinstein, and I'm your host for It's All About Relationships. This show is one of my greatest delights, and you'll find out shortly why that's so when my guest shows up on our call. My joy about this show is that it puts me in touch and puts you in touch with people whose work has to do with relationships, and that could be a relationship with yourself, with spirituality, with life, with the people that you know and love. And tonight's guest is someone that I've known and loved for a long time. She's an author and a soul guide. And she asks these questions. Do you feel your soul yearning to create a new expression of you? Do you long to contribute your unique gifts to reshape the world for yourself and future generations? And the key, she says, is learning how to open the doors. Her name is Reverend Lorraine Cohen, and she's the founder of Powerful Living. She's known internationally as a life strategist and a soul guide. She and I are also co-authors of a book it's in the birthing process, called Embraced by the Divine, The Emerging Woman's Gateway to Power, Passion, and Purpose. She is also co-author of another book called Unwavering Strength, Volume 2. So in a very short period of time, Lorraine will be joining us. Sometimes in relationships there are a little bit of technological glitches, and we had a moment of that. So I'm going to wait to hear if Lorraine is on the line. And if not, in the meantime, I want to thank you all for listening to the show for the last 2 years. And we have had the anniversary of the show 2 weeks ago, I believe, something like that. And that is something that I celebrate tremendously. And I'm hoping that you're celebrating that with us. We have brought people on board from all over the world and want to continue to do that. So hang in there with us for a moment. As you know, that relationships, as we said in the opening, can be a little bit messy and challenging, and sometimes our relationship with technology can be like that also. So today we are enjoying what feels like a beautiful spring-like day where I am in Pennsylvania, and wherever you are is hopefully something that is bringing you joy. So tonight's show, we're going to be talking a bit about what power looks like, power versus empowerment. So think about, before I bring Lorraine on board, how to bring yourself a greater sense of power and enjoyment in your life. Think about what that means to you, to be empowered, to be fully alive, I guess, is how I would look at it. Are you enjoying your life to the fullest? Are you feeling like your relationships are the way you want them to be? And if not, what can you do about that? And okay, and I'm hearing that my guest is on the line now. So I was tap dancing. I appreciate that. Welcome, Lorraine.
Hi, Edie. I was wondering, was there some difficulty getting the line through?
I think so. As I was just saying, there was some technological difficulty. We're live right now.
Great.
Things that you and I both know, and that hopefully our listeners know, is that sometimes spirit, whatever you want to call it, plays tricks on us. So I think that's what was happening. We had a technological glitch going into this, but we're fine now. So, Lorraine, I can give people the introduction so they have a sense of who you are. We're going to be talking tonight about power and empowerment. I know that power is a buzzword, and it stirs up a lot of misunderstanding. How do you define power?
Well, you know, when I think about power, I really think of it in terms of tapping into your creativity, your confidence, your gifts, when you're really standing in your values and you're being true to your heart, then you are at your strongest, you are at your most vibrant. And, you know, I also think that when you are listening and following spirit and tuning into this divine spark inside of you that has created worlds, you are aligning with a part of yourself that can literally not only transform yourself, it can transform the world.
Yeah, so what transformation have you seen in your own life when you are empowered?
Oh, my goodness, we only have 20 minutes to talk about that, right?
Maybe.
You know, when I think about who I was, let's say 25, 30 years ago, I'm unrecognizable to myself. Being on the spiritual journey and getting to know myself better than I ever have, and having the guts to do a lot of very deep inner healing work, which I know that you do, you become transformed. And that power inside of me, my spirit, my heart that has guided me, has literally helped me to let go of so many beliefs and so many postures and identities that was never really who I am, so that I could become more of who I am meant to be. I have become more loving. I have become kinder. I have been blessed to surround myself with the most amazing people like you. I have overcome and walked through several health experiences with so much grace. I've been blessed to be able to create programs and work with people all over the world. And if you had told me that my life would look like this 30 years ago, I would have said, you're nuts. You know, I mean, I never saw this coming, ever.
Mm-hmm. Now, do any of us, do you think any of us see these major spiritual flat tires, if you want to call them that? Do we, you know, do you know people that say, oh, yeah, I know this is going to happen, so I'm going to be ready for it?
You know, it's funny that you say that. I've been blessed to be invited to co-author two different books, one of which became a bestseller yesterday, which is called Unwavering Strength. And in that, I talked about all the different awarenesses that came that I resisted. I was told that I was going to be doing healing work, and I thought, oh, you know, no way am I going to do that, because my perception of a healer was, you know, somebody who was touching somebody and they would fall back, and the thought of that was very negative for me. And I was told that I was going to be speaking to large audiences, and I grew up with a stutter and a fear of public speaking, so that was very traumatic. So when I look back now at the trajectory of my life and the continual yeses that I have said, and ask myself, if I could have seen ahead what would transpire over these many years, would I have said yes? And I honestly don't know. I hope I would, but I wonder if I would have hit the ground running.
Mm-hmm. So do you think that when people are presented with opportunities, they often say, oh, no, not me, I'm not enough of that, so they miss the opportunities? And what would happen if they just dive right into it? It's like, you know, I'm a hell yeah, you know, I can do this.
Indeed, what would happen?
Well, what happened when you said, yeah, I'm doing this? I'm raising my hand and agreeing.
I went in shaking. I went in mm-hmm. scared. I mm-hmm. went in with a lot of rules and tried mm-hmm. to bargain. And there
okay.
were times when I just took that leap with a great deal of excitement and curiosity, which is, you know, more of the way that I'm experiencing taking those small and bigger steps. Because, mm-hmm. you know, when you have a track record, when you have history, and you see how things unfold and you begin to get a sense of the process, but not to attach to it, because, Edie, you probably have found that things are coming together very differently since we've been experiencing all these energy shifts. So mm-hmm. you really can't stand in that place of saying, oh, you know, I have a sense of how this is going to go because of how it went before. You have to completely find a place of safety standing in that space of unknown, and trust that if you continue to say yes and follow that guidance, lead your life from your, you know, from spirit, from your heart rather than your head, that you will never be guided to something that would deliberately cause you harm. You know, why would that happen? That, you know, that would not make any sense for what your soul has come here, you know, to achieve. So, you know, and don't do this journey alone because it can get too scary, you know?
So it's important, it sounds like you're saying, to have a community of conscious kindred spirits around you that are your cheerleaders.
I know that I would not be where I am in my life today had I not had my friends as my soft landing at times when I felt like I was falling and I couldn't get up. They have been lifelines at many, many times, and that's something that we do for each other. I'm sure you find that in your community that we buoy each other up at different times. We hold ourselves accountable. We, you know, we're all on this journey and realizing that, you know, every step that I take, the world benefits, you benefit. Every step that you take, I benefit. And I thank you for the courage that you continue to say yes to, just looking at how your life has unfolded, Edie.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Now, you said something really interesting. You used the word buoy, you know, buoy each other up. But, you know, unfortunately, a lot of times people bully each other down and say, oh, no, you're never going to achieve that. That's, you know, who do you think you are to have the kind of life that you say you want? So whether you use the word spirit, and I always say I never tell anybody what to believe spiritually. So some of the people listening to our show may not have any particular spiritual orientation, but they know there's something that guides them, that, that's their source of strength and support. So having that, that community of people and having something that buoys you up as opposed to bullying you down, I think sounds like you're saying is really important. We're going to go to break shortly, believe it or not. So before we do, can you let the audience know how they can find you, what your website is, and what they'll find there?
Oh, absolutely. Thank you. By going to Lorraine Cohen, that's with two R's, A-I-N-E, LorraineCohen.com, I invite you to look around. I've got some programs that I'm very proud of, one of which is called Authentic Power and Joy that I'm leading right now, which is, you know, a great topic that we're talking about. And, you know, sign up for my newsletter and get a free 20-minute meditation to help you connect with your heart and just see, you know, see what I'm up to. And if it resonates with your heart, I'd love to connect with you.
That's marvelous. And after the break, we're going to talk more about what it means to live in a sense of authentic power and joy. Because you know, you ask people, they'll say, I want to feel more joy. I want to feel more happiness. And sometimes we forget that that's our birthright. And you're one of the teachers of that. So after the break, folks, we're going to bring my guest Lorraine Cohen back on, and we're going to be talking about authentic power and joy. Catch you on the other side.
What does your vivid life look like? What does it feel like to be living a vivid life every single day? How do you start? What is the first step for you personally to finally make the shift you have been seeking? Find out right now by connecting with us on Facebook and on Twitter. My Vivid Life. Well, it's a state of being, complete well-being. Get there today with daily inspiration right to your inbox.
Celebrate! Are you ready to do something completely amazing for yourself? Spend a weekend with some of the world's most renowned and powerful spiritual teachers. Nourish your soul, enrich your life, honor your spirit, and celebrate you at a Celebrate Your Life conference. Attend powerful, life-changing workshops that will bring you more love, healing, and transformation than you can possibly imagine. Register now. Visit www.celebrateyourlife.org. That's www.celebrateyourlife.org.
It's all about relationships on Vivid Life Radio. I'm your host, Edie Weinstein, and I'll be with you every Thursday night from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on www.vividlife.me. Join me and a growing gathering of friends worldwide.
Life Radio connects you with the most current, optimistic, and inspiring information on the planet. Get ready to open your mind, heal your heart, and start living your ultimate life. Go to vividlife.me. That's vividlife.me for more details on our upcoming broadcast with the world's brightest minds sharing wisdom to uplift your spirit.
Welcome back to the last portion of It's All About Relationships. I'm your host, Edie Weinstein, and my guest is the lovely and talented Lorraine Cohen. And before the break, we were talking about authentic power and joy. So what do those words mean to you?
Isn't that a good question? So, you know, some of the buzzwords that have been going around for a while is standing in your authenticity, being real, being honest, being genuine, and letting others know what you think, what you feel, which can be very, very scary. And when you put the two together, what that's really talking about is it's the relationship between your personality and your heart or your soul. It's when you're in that alignment. And part of what supports that alignment is the inner healing, because when we're carrying around all these stories and all this stuff from the past, then it's very difficult for us to be as real and as honest and authentic as we want to, because we've got all these stories and all these different patterns running. So the more that you come into alignment, the more that you're able to clear things from the past, do some of the forgiveness work and the self-love, the more you come in harmony with the real you, and when you do that, you also come into harmony with your spirit. And when you're living from that place, which is an ongoing journey, then your life starts to take on more of a magical manifestation, because you're really living from a higher place of truth. Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely. It does to me. So why do we get in our own way if we say we want this, if it's, you know, luscious and juicy and beautiful and magical? Why the heck would we stop ourselves from having it?
That's a great question. And, you know, the answer is that the reason why we don't is because it doesn't come from logic. It's emotional. It's life-changing. We get scared. You know, I think that we're more frightened of success than we are of failure, because failure can be a stepping stone to developing mastery. But the idea of being truly successful, and look at the examples of many people who have been very successful whose lives have crashed as a result of it. What do I have to give up? How is my life going to change? I don't even know how to live like that. I'm so used to living like this. I got to step out of my comfort zone. We scare ourselves away from our dreams so that they stay out of our reach, and when they come close, we sabotage. So if we're not looking within to begin to unravel some of these patterns, then we continue to sabotage ourselves and become frustrated and depressed and angry with ourselves. So, you know, it's not logical, it's emotional.
So how can some of the challenges that you've talked about in your chapter in Unwavering Strength, it's by God's grace, out of the darkness and into the light. You lost both your parents in a very short period of time. You had a couple of health scares. I know recently you've had some serious pain. I was with you a couple of weeks ago when you were
experiencing it while we speak.
Yeah.
Still going through it. Yeah. I found out what it was, which was a good thing.
So how are those stepping stones? How are the losses and the challenges? How can we turn stumbling blocks into stepping stones in our lives?
By a shift of perspective and starting to realize, and I've said this so many times, every person and situation that occurs in your life is in service, is here to help you mm-hmm. to grow, to heal, to evolve spiritually. And when you look at every experience from that lens, then you can shift from feeling victimized by life to become more of a champion of every experience. Look for the blessing in it. And this is a tough point that I want to make. I fully believe that every experience that I'm having, I have created brilliantly.
Mm-hmm.
And that's tough for a lot of people who get into that blame game and feel that life is full of external circumstances that they're just walking into. So I really invite people, especially when I'm working with them, to see the brilliance of their heart, to create an experience to help them to create breakthroughs so that, and sometimes that comes through a breakdown, so that they can really begin to live their best and brightest life. And when you can see life from that perspective, then your experiences take on a whole different flavor.
Mm-hmm. And as I know, you know, even those of us that teach this, we're works in progress. You know, you hit the wall sometimes, I hit the wall sometimes, and we bounce. I think that's the whole thing is that, you know, we've learned to become resilient thrivers, not just, certainly not victims, and more than survivors of the challenges that we've, you know, that we faced in our lives. So before we close, I mean, we've got a few more minutes, but you talk about 7 keys to living in the light. Can you share 2 of them before we close out that you call the, you know, the 7 keys?
Of course, I don't have any of this in front of me.
wing it. You know, the angels will tell you what to say.
You're putting me on the spot.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I would say that, you know, definitely your spiritual practices, the things that keep you connected with your heart, is very important. Trust your intuition. And that's part of really living a great life, is giving yourself permission and testing out that wisdom that comes through you. That's how we begin to trust ourselves. And
mm-hmm.
even if it doesn't make sense, and a lot of times it doesn't make sense, the more that you do that, you begin to develop a muscle that becomes a source of strength for you during those times of uncertainty and times of difficulty. I also
mm-hmm.
feel, and again, depending upon what your perspective is, whether you call it Jesus or God or higher power, to me that is the most important relationship to be cultivating at this point in time, bar none, because it's this partnership that opens the gateways to everything that you really want. And also ask yourself this question, and it's not a simple question, is what is it that I really, really want? And just notice some of the resistance that may come up to your saying, no, you know, that's too big, I really can't have that. Because the more that you can really get to the heart of what you want, again, the gates will open and breathe. Do a lot of breathing. And when things start to feel very scary, ask yourself, in this moment, what is the truth? In this moment, do I have what I need? Because a lot of times, if not always, when you're in that place of fear, you're not in the present time. You've projected somewhere in the future. And when you can come back into present time and use your breath to bring you back into your body, the confusion and the fear will begin to settle down, and you can see your way through to the next step.
That's beautiful, absolutely beautiful. So you found a way to wing it with your seven keys. You unlocked the door, so I appreciate that. So, Lorraine, as we close out the show, oh, my pleasure. I want to thank you tremendously for being on the show, for, you know, breathing with us as we, you know, we entered into the show a little bit late. You sort of like jump rope, you know, when you play double, I don't know if you played double dutch jump rope when you were a kid, you have to find the right moment to jump in, and you did brilliantly, so I thank you. Once again, how can people find you?
Please visit my website, LorraineCohen.com, and take advantage of my special offer to access one of my audios, and really look around. I just started doing intuitive readings. I've had great responses, and I would love to offer you an opportunity to hear what Spirit wants to say to you at this point in time.
Absolutely. And folks, I can vouch for how powerful her sessions are. We had one a couple of weeks ago, and it just blew me out of the water. So
thank you so much again,
dear friend, for being on the show. And folks, check out her website and the offerings that Lorraine has for you. So next week, my guest is Gabe Berman, who's the author of a book called Live Like a Fruit Fly, The Secret You Already Know. And until next week, I thank you, I bless you, I love you. Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you, Wendy.
Thank you for joining us here on It's All About Relationships on Vivid Life Radio, opening your heart and mind to the possibilities that are there for you to create a life that is filled with love. Until next week, wishing you healthy and fulfilling relationships and sending hugs from here.
Radio connects you with the most current, optimistic, and inspiring information on the planet. Get ready to open your mind, heal your heart, and start living your ultimate life. Go to vividlife.me, that's vividlife.me, for more details on our upcoming broadcast with the world's brightest minds sharing wisdom to uplift your spirit.
Tesla lights.